Each year at this time, Pacific leatherback turtles come to the coast of Northern California and Oregon to munch on the stinging jellyfish that live there. The area is closed to the lucrative sword fishing industry because the fishing nets are a potential threat to the turtles. Now the federal government is considering allowing fishing again. From San Francisco, Deirdre Kennedy reports.
At Alioto's restaurant in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf, maitre d' Steve Gentile shows off two popular swordfish dishes.
Yeah, this is the plain grilled, which is fantastic, and this is like a Mediterranean style, and that's best served with either the lemon butter, white wine, or the tartar sauce.
This time of year, swordfish are plentiful in the waters off Northern California and Oregon, but you won't find one in this restaurant or any other. Alioto's has theirs shipped in.
So we usually get it from down south in Mexico, and it's flown in fresh daily.
Commercial sword fishing was banned off the Northern California and Oregon coasts in 2001 because of its potential impact on leatherback turtles.
They actually drown.
Karen Steele is with the environmental group Turtle Island Restoration Network.
Sea turtles have to breathe, come to the surface to breathe, and so even if they did survive being captured in the nets and didn't receive mortal injuries, they would drown because they are left sometimes up to 10 hours to soak in these nets. So they're actually drowning down there.
The nets she's talking about are drift gill nets that stretch up to a mile long and are dropped into the water vertically like a curtain. Swordfish become entangled in the invisible filaments, as does the occasional leatherback. That's why the environmental group successfully lobbied the federal government to ban gillnet fishing in the turtle habitat from August to November, prime swordfishing time. Fisherman John McDonald says environmentalists overreacted.
I believe there were three takes in a couple of years, even though only one leatherback turtle was observed dying. The other two were released, and it just seemed to me to jeopardize a fishery because of that small incident was, to me, a crime.
The leatherback is the largest species of turtle and has been compared in size to a Volkswagen Beetle. It's been around since before the last ice age, but over the past 50 years, the population has plunged. Peter Dutton is a turtle expert who tracks leatherbacks for the federal government.
Once large populations, the most famous being on this one beach in Terengganu in Malaysia, it's gone from thousands of nests laid every year to just anywhere from 10 to 30 nests.
A major reason for those declining numbers, Dutton says, is that on some beaches, people took 100% of the turtles' eggs for food. Unregulated fishing worldwide also contributed to the drop in numbers, he says. And scientists theorize that the effect of global warming on the turtles' habitat has also played a part. Dutton says the situation with the leatherbacks off California is complicated by the fact that they swim all the way back to Indonesia every couple of years to nest.
It's much easier to manage something like impacts to turtles on fisheries if you have the entire life history of the turtle in your country's jurisdiction. But these turtles, unfortunately, just won't cooperate in that regard. They're just meandering all around the world and encountering fisheries of all kinds.
That's why fishermen like John McDonald think the local fishing industry should not be penalized.
None of the fishermen I know or worked with want to do any harm to the environment. We make a living out of the environment.
The gillnetters are asking the federal government to allow a limited number of sword fishing boats back out into the waters with federal observers on board. A decision is expected by mid-September. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Francisco.